Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I hope you're having a great day out there. It has been a beautiful start to the day so far today. Still cool out, in air quotes there, meaning not quite to 90 degrees, at least here in North Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit. Got some beautiful clear blue skies. I was actually just out there watering my foundation. You know, it is that time of year again. You want to keep that moisture level consistent around your house to keep that thing from moving up and down, right? And let me tell you, be sure to tune in the next few weeks. I don't have a date yet, but I am working with one of our foundation repair companies, one of our vendors, to get them on and talk about foundation repair. You know, things to look for when you're going into an investment property, how to spot damage, things to do with your own home, right? Like I was just talking about watering that foundation, what should you do, and so on. But I'll tell you, I drove into town just this morning. In fact, there was no traffic out on the road. It was very quiet, and I'm coming to you now from Dallas. I had planned on broadcasting from the RV bunker, from the RV studio out in East Texas, but I had to throw in the towel. I hate to confess it. Technology, it let me down today. I just couldn't get the right signal strength for the broadcast out there in the sticks out there in the piney woods. So here I am, but we're going to work on that. We're going to improve on that. And you know, occasional technological glitch aside, I have to say technology really is amazing, and it's doing a lot for us as real estate investors. You know, like I said, we've been hunkered down out there in East Texas for a short while now. And guess what? Thanks to all the great tech out there, we've been operating our business from afar, hunting for more properties from afar, right? Running comps, using that technology. It's been great. Continuing with our education, attending Lifestyles events online. And later in the show, I want to circle back and tell you how technology can help you right now with your investing as well. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that. And I also want to ask you to keep a couple of numbers in mind as we work through today's show. I'll get to the details later, how we came up with these particular numbers. But remember the number 221% and remember 33%. What are those? Well, those are investment returns. Those are the returns that one investor that I was introduced to recently that he got on his latest real estate acquisition. 221%. That's the equity gain that he got, equity capture. We'll talk about that. And 33%, that's his cash on cash return. So if you're sitting out there right now listening and scratching your head and wondering how the heck are you going to get by with a 1%, if you're even getting that, a 1% interest rate on your savings account at the bank. And again, it's probably even lower. Well, stay tuned. 33% sounds a heck of a lot better, doesn't it? And then there's that 221. Wow, just crazy. Now, last week, we talked very briefly about Del Walmsley's three rules of investing, right? Del Walmsley, he founded Lifestyles Unlimited 30 years ago, three decades ago, and he's got three fundamental rules. Now, we focused on rule number two in particular, which states simply that the deal must cash flow, right? If I'm going to do that deal, it needs to give me some money, right? It's got to cash flow. On today's show, I want to focus a bit on rule number three, which states that you cannot get rich slow. Right? You can't get rich slow. Just to reprise those three rules for you in case you did miss last week's show, let's take a look at those. And then we're going to look at a few headlines on that topic of saving, right? So Dell's three rules. Number one, never lose money. Don't lose your principal. If you buy right, like we do with our rental properties, you're not going to lose your principal. You're going to have some buffer. You're going to hear some good numbers around that a little later. And I'll also mention a headline later where it sounds like folks did that very thing. They lost their principal. These were amateurs that maybe got a little bored during COVID-19 sitting at home. I don't know, but they ran headlong into a money losing situation. And here's the problem with losing money. If you lose your principal, it's much harder to get it back. Just to give you a concrete example, let's say you got $100,000 sitting in the bank. You know, or in your 401k, let's say you take a 50% loss right now, you got 50K. In order to get back to where you started, you have to double your money. You have to get a 100% return to earn that 50K to get back to 100. Sounds like a lot. Of course, we just said our investor got a 221% return. It's possible, probably not in the stock market. If you lose 20%, what do you have to do? You have to earn 25% to get it back. If you lose 25%, you have to earn 33% to get back to where you started. So you get my point. Once you lose that principle, it's much more difficult to get it back. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we address the risk of loss by investing in an asset that's generally very predictable, right? We talked about this a little bit on last week's show, running our numbers so that we know up front, what's our equity capture going to be? What is our cash flow going to be? It's a very repeatable process that we do. And like I said, Lifestyles Unlimited was founded 30 years ago. We've been doing it for three decades to much accolade, much success, 50,000 investors. I mean, it's a strong organization. So Dell's number one rule, never lose money. Number two, must cash flow. And again, we talked about this last week. We want the cash flow because that is what we're going to live off. That is what replaces our earned income from the job so that we can retire, right? Again, talked about it last week. Go check out the show archives at lifestylesunlimited.com. We talked about cash flow, and we talked actually about optimizing that cash flow by improving the revenues and reducing your expenses. And again, you can catch that at lifestylesunlimited.com. In fact, you can catch all of our shows there. The Del Walmsley Radio Show will be archived out there, as well as Mike Harrison and Al Gordon, who also host this very show at other times during the week, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Number one, never lose money. Number two, the deal has to cash flow. And finally, number three, you can't get rich slow. And again, we mentioned this last week. If what you've been doing for the last 5 years or longer has not made you a millionaire yet, what you are doing is not working. If we're talking to the residential real estate investor who's not quite there yet, well, keep going. Keep blazing forward. Turn those properties from one rental into multiple, or get into multifamily. Right? You have to keep growing. And we're going to take a look at the saver. We're going to take a look at the person that is getting into savings accounts or even IRAs and 401ks. Those are just glorified savings accounts, aren't they? With the added bonus of a roller coaster-like trajectory for added fun. It goes up, it goes down, it's all over the place. You lose value periodically, right? We're talking about that loss of principal in a lot of cases. Rule number one, don't lose money. It comes back up and it goes back down. And when we come back, we're going to look at a couple of headlines, and I want to make sure you understand what I'm talking about with never lose money, so stay tuned.
Del Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we are going to be talking about the fact that you cannot get rich slow. You're not going to save your way to retirement. You know, you may be putting a little bit of money here and there away into your 401k, setting some aside in the bank account. Hopefully you are as an emergency fund, although we know better. We know as Americans, we're not very good at that. And eventually you're going to get to age 65, 67, whatever your retirement age is. It keeps moving up, doesn't it? And hope that you have enough money in there to draw down to live off of. And again, the 401k and the IRA, they're just glorified savings accounts. It's just that they go up and down a lot more than that money that you've parked in that CD or in that money market account or in that online savings account. So I want to take a look at both of those just briefly. And if you've got any questions today, let me give out the number here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. If you're feeling shy, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. And again, we mentioned in the first segment, Dell has three rules to investing. We never lose money is number one. We talked about number two quite a bit last week. The deal must cash flow, right? You can go listen to the past shows on the archives. And number three, you can't get rich slow. We'll talk a little bit about rule number one in a future article here, but I want to start by talking about the savings rates out there. And I know a lot of people put money into the bank longer term. You know, the older you are, the more you tend to have in that bank account. It feels secure. It's there. It's FDIC. It's federally insured, right? Up to a certain level. Here's the problem with those. We're not making any money on them at all. In fact, I pulled up an article. Now, this was in the BBC, so they're looking at the UK, but it applies here as well. It says times are ever more difficult for savers as rates slip. And I am a saver. That's how I started. That is my heritage from my parents. I tended to do that, put everything into the bank and earn nominal, if any, interest. Until I met Del Walmsley, until I became a member at Lifestyles Unlimited and just totally reframed my thinking and got out of that very, very slow track to nowhere, right? Not to wealth, I'll tell you that. And really took control, got into residential real estate investing. It made a huge difference. But here's what I'm seeing. You should have some funds set aside, right? You do want to have some form of emergency fund or not even just an emergency fund, but maybe an opportunity fund. You know, the deal we're going to look at here in a little bit came from one of the case studies that I attended with Lifestyles Unlimited just the other day, thanks to technology. And I was able to do that online. And this gentleman, he snapped up a heck of a deal. You want to have some money in the bank to be able to do that. You also want to have some money in the bank to be able to deal with any unexpected issues. If you hold rental property, right, you should have reserves. And at some point, you may want to refinance, do a cash out refi. Great way to tap that equity, especially right now where rates are as low as they are. But the banks, the lenders, they're going to want to see some reserves. So you should absolutely have some funds out there. Is that in a money market? Is that in a CD? You know, is that in a quote unquote high yield online savings bank? You know, your call. But here's what I'm seeing. I do use some of those online low overhead banks. It's a great place to park your money. But boy, they're just taking the rate down and down and down. I looked back at my email across the past 3 months. Back in May, early May, they said, okay, we're cutting your rate by 25 basis points. Then in June, we're cutting it by another 15 basis points. And then in July 7th, 10 basis points. All told, that's 0.5%. They've taken it down just in the last 3 months. Right. Of course, they're tracking inflation. They're tracking the Fed. I understand that. But if you are a saver, if you are just parking your money in the bank, it's not going to get you anywhere. It is not going to get you anywhere. You need to fine tune or refine, rethink what you're doing. And I'll tell you how we do things at Lifestyles Unlimited here in just a moment. But I saw that. And I said, you know, it is getting more difficult. There are fewer savings products available. The ones that are out there, the rates are getting lower and lower. So if you're the one that sits out there on your cash, let's think about that. Let's think about how you can deploy that to get a better return. Now, another headline I picked up, this was on Yahoo Money. It's actually, a quick set of notes from a roundtable that they hosted. And one of the speakers was from Strategic Wealth Partners. And he made a couple of comments in there that I found interesting. Number one, of course, he said that the coronavirus, the pandemic, should be a cautionary tale for Americans that are saving for retirement. And here he means saving in those quote-unquote savings vehicles, 401ks and IRAs. Here's why. People are putting all their money into there, but they're not setting that money aside to have those emergency funds. Therefore, what are they doing? They don't have the money in the bank, so they're going out and they're tapping that. A quarter of Americans have already or are planning to pull down some of those 401k funds. What are you doing? You're taking out that principal. You're borrowing against your 401k. That's fine. You know, we talk about doing that as a way to get into rental property, but obviously a lot of people are having to do that for totally unrelated reasons. And the caution here is you've got to plan better. You've got to plan better. And like I said earlier, as a real estate investor, we do want reserves. You do want to have some reserves in the bank for a multitude of reasons, not to mention being able to snatch up that next opportunity. You know, deals come across my desk all the time and boom, there's a great one. Go get it. But you got to be ready. And the strategic wealth advisor fella, he also mentions Warren Buffett. And if you follow Warren Buffett at all, you know he's a big fan of just putting money in the market and letting it sit, being a passive investor of sorts. You know, buy and hold and forget. Well, this gentleman suggests that you should not be passive in that sense, and that you do need to be a little bit more proactive. Now, I'm going to take issue with that word passive in a second. I do agree. You do need to be proactive. That's the point of the show, is for you to listen, get the message, and take some action. Be proactive. Do like I did 8 years ago. Get into that rental real estate, because, boy, it will change your trajectory. That notion of you cannot get rich slow, you're going to accelerate. You absolutely will. Wait till you hear the numbers that I'm going to tell you from this case study I heard just the other day. You'll see what I mean when I talk about accelerating. But there's nothing wrong with passive investing as we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited. Let me tell you that. So what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have investors that are buying single family houses. That tends to be a little more active. It can be passive if you hand off your portfolio to a property management company. We have a lot of members that get into apartment investing, but they're not out there in the trenches doing the work. They are passive investors. But they've got a real good handle on what that asset is that they're getting into. They have got a really good handle on that lead investor that's going to, the project manager essentially, that's going to steer that project. They put their money into the deal and they're hands off. So they're more along those lines of that passive investor perhaps that Warren Buffett once talked about. But again, let's take a look at a different angle and let's see what happens when, let's say amateur investors follow this guy's advice and try to be proactive, try to, take control. And here's another headline. This came up. This was on Bloomberg. It says, amateur J.C. Penney traders beg judge to save them from wipeout. So what happened here? It talks to a gentleman here in Texas, I believe, and he is one of many, many investors that got into J.C. Penney's stock. So he's a kind of a mom and pop investor doing this from the sidelines. It says, in fact, here that he's a part of a growing number of retail traders, day traders, right, that are driven by lockdown boredom and free online trading that have piled into the stock market. Is that buoying us, I wonder? Anyhow, they're piling into the stock market. Speculation by amateurs is nothing new, right? We know that. But for the first time that experts can recall, investors are buying shares of even bankrupt companies. What is going on? The ship is sinking, and you're putting your money into it. I don't follow that. We're going to continue with this article when we come back, and I want to tell you what we would do differently at Lifestyles Unlimited. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we are talking about a couple of Dell's rules to investing, right? He's got three. We've talked about these before. Number one, never lose money. And we're looking at a headline where it sounds like quite a few amateur investors did just that. Number two, the deal has to cash flow. We talked about that on last week's show. And number three, bigger picture for this show today is that you can't get rich slow. Okay, we talked a little bit already about putting money into savings accounts. Clearly, you're not going to get anywhere fast that way. That's preserving capital. That's great, but it's not really growing your investment in any way. Now we're looking at those 401ks, those IRAs, and we heard from one wealth advisor that you've got to be proactive, right? You can't just sit back like Warren Buffett advises and passively let your money sit out there in the market. So he encourages you to be proactive. But what happens when a bunch of amateur yahoos get out there and start being proactive, not knowing what they're doing? Well, that ship starts to sink. In part because they're putting money into a sinking ship. So, hey, if you got any questions on this topic or anything related to real estate, give me a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And that's what we have here, right? We've got this dangerous punch of amateur investors that are speculating and that really are uneducated in the broader picture, right? In the bigger picture. And in a nutshell, what a number of these folks have done, there are a lot of platforms out there nowadays. Robinhood comes to mind, free trading platforms. It's easy to get in and start throwing your money down this hole, right? And a lot of folks did just that, speculating on JCPenney after it filed for bankruptcy. Right here, I'm flipping our next page here, and they're expecting, they see this thing start to shoot up, this stock, right? And they throw their money in expecting gains, but as it says here, those gains are almost always fleeting, leaving those traders with nothing to show, right? Other than cost, a loss, right? Rule number one, never lose money. They learn that the U.S. corporate bankruptcy process is going to favor other debtors before equity partners, before equity holders, right? So, you know, be careful. Get educated, really, is what it comes down to. A lot of these people, they don't know what they're doing. They're mom and pop investors. They're betting, right? Purely speculating. And that's the worst thing you can do. And they're speculating on struggling companies, right? And as it says here, they would be well advised to stay away from those companies that are in or near bankruptcy. Do you think so? I think that's pretty straightforward. And a lot of it comes down to, in my opinion, just the fact that they're uneducated. They see something going up. It's like with the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, back a number of months, maybe middle of last year, 2 years ago. I forget now, but a buddy of mine got into that as well. And that's all I heard from him was, come on, get in. You need to get into this thing. And it went up and it went up. It went up. And he got richer and he got richer and he got richer until he wasn't, because it crashed down. You know, so I'm not into speculating. I like deals that I know, I understand how they're going to turn out. And when we buy rental real estate, we do our due diligence. We run our numbers like we talked about on last week's show. We figure out what that cash flow is going to be. We understand what those fixed costs are going to be. We have a very clear idea of what that's going to look like, that investment, at the end of the day. Now, I want to give you an example of one of those investments. So I sat in on one of our case studies just recently, just on Thursday, in fact. And here I have to thank technology, because I was sitting out in the middle of the piney woods, sitting outside of the RV under the awning, enjoying the scenery. It was a little hot. I admit that, to be sitting outside with a laptop in my lap, but I just couldn't pass up the views. And I got into the case study and got to listen to David Fisher share his story, got to hear a couple of single family case studies, and got to hear a case study from one multifamily investor. We may hit on that if we've got time, but what I want to focus on is the second case study from the single family side, because the numbers are just totally phenomenal here. And, you know, when we talk about getting into a product, right, we say never lose money. Well, we buy right at Lifestyles Unlimited. We buy such that we capture equity up front, and that protects us. And in this case, this gentleman captured so much equity, I have to lean on Dell's rule number 3, can't get rich slow. With what he's done, he's going to be able to turn that very quickly into another couple, 3-4 houses down the line. Now, he just bought this recently. You're going to sit on a house for a good year so that you're not taxed at earned income rates. You want to get into that capital gains tax bracket. So he's going to sit on this, collect those rents, right? Let those residents pay down his mortgage for him, and enjoy that wealth and add, right, continue to add to his portfolio. Because like we said, you can't get rich slow. If you buy that one house and just sit and wait, now understand, if you need to accumulate more capital to get into the next deal, absolutely do that. Focus, be laser focused so that you can get into that next deal quicker and into the next deal quicker after that. But let's look at the numbers here. So he bought this house. This is down around, this is in around Houston. Purchase price around 140, and when all was said and done, the appraised value on the back end came in just north of 200. So we'll call that a 60K spread right there between purchase and appraisal. Now, he did have to put some work into the house to get it ready. A lot of what we buy at Lifestyles Limited is distressed. Either the seller's distressed economically, right? Maybe they're headed towards, you know, foreclosure, something like that. Divorce is common. Or perhaps the asset itself is distressed. I've mentioned watering the foundation at the start of the show. If you don't do that regularly, your house can start to move. If you let it go long enough, you know, you may have that 7-inch drop. We bought a house like that years ago, and it needs repairs, and it can't be sold on the open market any longer. Well, this house didn't need that much repair. Just about $9K in renovations to get it up and running again. And then closing costs. Closing costs are about $13K. Now, that may seem high. Whoa, what's going on there? Well, the way we buy it at Lifestyles Unlimited, in a lot of cases, in most cases, we're buying the asset with hard money, typically because, again, we have to address those repairs, or because we need to close very quickly, a la foreclosure coming, right, in 2 days, 4 days, whatever it is. Therefore, we buy with hard money because we can close fast and we can address those deficiencies in the asset itself, get it up and running again, get it looking pretty again, and then we refinance on the back end. So we have two closes, bottom line. Right? Two closes, title policy, everything that goes into that, or two sets of appraisals and so on. But the long story short is this: by dealing with two closes, you're able to actually get more funding for that deal, for the repairs. This gentleman's out of pocket was only $17K to acquire a $200,000 asset. Normally, traditionally, people are going in, putting 20% down, and then funding repairs on top of that. That's going to put him, that would put you at $40K out of pocket. More than double. And here's a beautiful thing. So we talked about gross equity of 60K. You net out that rehab, net out those closing costs. We're looking at net equity of 38,000 from day one, after repairs, after appraisal. But 38,000, that is more than double that 17,000 into the deal. So if you think back, I gave you a couple numbers to remember at the start of the show. 221%, that was one of those. That is the return on capital gain. That's that 38,000 divided by 17. This gentleman has more than tripled his money right there. Remember, you can't get rich slow. And this is really accelerating. A year, two, three from now, right? He's got that equity in there. He can pull out and put into the next couple of assets or more, get into multifamily, right? Sky's the limit. And we said, buy right. Don't lose your principal. That 38K buffer right there represents a tremendous hedge. If situations change for the family and they need to sell for some reason, well, he's got a ton of equity to absorb a quick sale or whatever he needs to do. But he's just fixed up the house, so you put it on the market, you're good to go. 221% return. Now, what does the cash flow look like, right? Rule number two, the deal must cash flow. Does this one cash flow? Oh, you bet it does. You bet it does. He's collecting rent about, $1,600 a month after paying the fixed costs, PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. He's netting $476 a month, almost $6,000 per year. What did he put into the deal? $17,000. That's a 33% return. Or you take your $17,000, you go put it in that bank account and earn 1%. 33%, 1%. Hey, I think I know which way I'd like to go. Well, don't forget there's that 221%. And I want to tell you about the kind of quiet return he's getting in the background when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. And on today's show, we are taking a look actually right now at a case study that I attended just a few days ago. Now, this is where I get to say technology just rocks. Technology is awesome. So back in the day, pre-COVID, we would have a case study up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit. I would get in my car, drive down to the Lifestyles office over in Las Galinas and, you know, go meet a lot of investors and hear the case studies, hear the single family stories, the multifamily stories, which I very much value. I enjoy getting out and meeting and talking with folks. It's highly valuable. I definitely miss that part of it. But the technology part of it, the technology piece is huge right now because I'm able to attend a case study. This one was in Houston. It was a Houston case study from Dallas Fort Worth. Actually, I was sitting out outside of an RV in a chair in the middle of the woods. And the signal was good enough that I was able to attend this case study out in the middle of nowhere. You could do the same. You can do the same from the comfort of your air-conditioned home, in your favorite chair, on your couch, whatever it is, wherever you are, whether you're in Texas or elsewhere around the world, and see what we're doing in Houston. Or San Antonio, right? We've got a case study coming up here on July 23rd out of the San Antonio office, or July 30th here out of the Dallas office, right? So this is a really cool aspect for us as investors because our scope is getting broader. We're not just focused on Texas. We're investing in other parts of the country. The multifamily case study on Thursday was an investor actually here in Dallas who's buying in another state apartments, right? Technology is that lever that he's able to use to help him do that, to manage from here. Obviously, the infrastructure that Lifestyles has built up is a huge part of that as well. But technology is pivotal. It's very pivotal, and it's something you can take advantage of. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in just a little bit. I want to wrap up this review of this one particular case study because it's a phenomenal deal. period. It's a single family house. If you're just tuning in, gentleman purchased it for about $140,000. It appraised at $200,000 when he was done fixing it up. He only had to put $9,000 of work into the house. Had a little bit of closing costs, a little bit, $12,000, but it's a double close, two closes. He's only $17,000 into the deal. That's a great number. And he captured net equity of $38,000. That's more than tripling his money right there. That's a 221% return. Are you seeing that in your bank account? No, you're not. Are you seeing that in your 401k? No, you're not. Renting it for $1,600, cash flowing $476 per month. It's about $5,700 per year. That's a 33% cash-on-cash return. Great numbers. And they didn't really talk about this, but I look at this always. You know, he's put a mortgage onto the property when he's gone and done that refinance on the back end. And we talk about the fact that we make money five ways with rental real estate, with houses in particular here. And one of those is, we talk about the equity capture. That's that $38,000. We talk about the cash flow. That's that 33% cash on cash return. But then there's the equity buildup through the mortgage pay down, because you're renting the house out. You're taking a portion of that $1,600 and paying the mortgage with that. And part of that is the principal pay down. And that builds your equity over time as well. Now, I just plugged my own personal numbers in. If I had refinanced this house, you know, I'd be looking at about $200, $250 per month in principal pay down. That's just quietly operating in the background. That's a savings account of sorts. So he's amortizing about $2,500, $2,600 per year off of that loan. And here again, to calculate the return, just divide that by the cash into the deal, the $17,000. He's getting a 15% return just on that principal pay down. So when he goes to do a cash out refinance in a couple years or sell the house, that's all going to be part of that equity that he is then going to be able to take out of the deal. And here's where the part that you cannot get rich slow comes into play. He's going to take that money and put that into the next couple of houses, or again, maybe into a multifamily deal. In fact, they talked about his goals during the case study. And what did he say here? He said short-term goal, get another house, right? Sometime this year. Long-term goal, get into 10 houses to replace the current income, then move into multifamily. That's a common trajectory. If you've got the capital and can start on the multifamily side, do so. A lot of people do, especially if you want to be passive. Not passive in the sense of Warren Buffett, you put your money into the stock market, into your 401k, into your mutual funds and forget about it. But you're putting your money, knowing what you're buying, what you're participating in as a passive investor, into an apartment community. May need a little work, may need a lot of work. Just like with houses, just like this deal, we saw $8,000. I've done deals that are $60,000 out of pocket in rehab, rather, on houses. It's all across the spectrum. But you go into that knowing, you have a good projection of your returns. You're educated in a nutshell. You're not like these investors that are, well, I say investors, quote unquote, they're speculators, the folks that are getting out there onto the free online trading platforms and sinking their money into stocks like JCPenney and getting wiped out. And relying on a judge to hopefully bail them out, right? So we see what's coming. We see what we're doing. You know, there was another case study I mentioned, a gentleman here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area that is buying apartments out of state. Out of state. Now, his story is an interesting one. I mean, he was an engineer working, you know, endless hours, common story, right? Decided he needed to find another path, just like I did, just like this other gentleman did, just like all of our investors at Lifestyles Unlimited did. Heard the radio show, you know, struck a chord with him, living paycheck to paycheck, and finally said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to be proactive. Not proactive and go get into these amateur speculative deals on online trading platforms, but be proactive and get into an asset class that makes sense. That's going to help you build wealth, where you won't lose principal. Rule number one, never lose money. And where you'll really be able to accelerate. Because again, you can't get rich slow. Similar trajectory for this gentleman. Started out with single family and then rolled into multifamily. So very interesting stuff. And I'll tell you, the technology is, it's amazing. To be able to sit on your couch and digest this, it's inspirational. For me, as an investor that buys single family houses, I love seeing this kind of deal. It reinvigorates me. It says, boy, I got to get back out there. I need to go start looking at those Houston deals, look at those San Antonio deals, look at the Phoenix deals. We do have an office in Phoenix. They do send out deals as well, and see what's going on. And the case study serves that purpose. And as I mentioned, we've got a few coming up here later in the month. Houston, that one's done. We'll do another one next month. San Antonio on the 23rd, Dallas on the 30th. If you're interested in joining or attending, let me know. Send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. It is an invitation-only event. This is something that our membership base can come to, right? without issue. Everybody can come and attend online. But if you're not a member, send me an email and we can get you into one of those. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. Now, if you do want to become a member, let me tell you how you do that. One good way to do that is to go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, and you can read about the Financial Freedom Program there. It's got a lot of benefits. Obviously, the case study is a huge one. Right, in the past, I would have gone to those once per month, so 12 per year, but now I'm able to go to any number per month across the state. So that availability has really gone up, as again, thanks to the technology. But that's a big piece of it. Just to get that inspiration, just to see what the numbers are that are out there, to reaffirm why you're on this path in the first place. To see how these folks have really accelerated their growth by getting out of that stock market, right? The stock market's sitting now where it was 2.5 years ago. That's not helping you. That's not helping anybody. So people are getting out of that. They're getting into real estate. And that's what the case study really serves. Aside from that, a big, big piece of the Financial Freedom Program is the 2-day seminar. It's 16 hours of pure education. One day on single family, day one, right? You'll get into these numbers that we just talked about. Right, the 5 ways that we make money, the equity capture, how to calculate that return, the cash flow, how to calculate that cash on cash return. I mean, it's second nature for me now, but it is a jargon, it is a language that you learn to speak, and part of that is going through that 2-day seminar on single family day one, and then multifamily day two. And it's interesting if you listen to any of the interviews, especially that Dell does on the Dell Walmsley radio show. You know, he'll talk to the guests and say, you know, what got you into the multifamily, and it's always the same. They're sitting in that single family all day class and they're just chomping at the bit. I want to go buy a house. And then suddenly they get into day two, the multifamily, and they're like, another even bigger light bulb goes off. You can't get rich slow. And they see that with those apartments, with that multifamily investing, they can really, really move. So that, again, that's just part of the Financial Freedom Program membership, the case studies, the 2-day seminar. The vendor program is a big one as well. I mentioned foundation repair, watering my foundation at the start of the show. Look for a later show coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I want to get one of the foundation vendors on to talk to you about taking care of that foundation, all the things you need to do, how to spot issues with a foundation before buying an asset, right? What sort of things can you look for? All good information, but that vendor program is a part of that as well, that Financial Freedom Program. And that's something I without a doubt, have leveraged over the years and saved just a ton of money. But Financial Freedom Program, again, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can read a little bit more there. There's some other benefits I didn't mention, but you can join for a rock bottom price, $197 for an annual membership. So, hey, like that wealth advisor was saying, you need to be proactive, right? You need to take action. Do something to change your course to accelerate, right? You can't get rich slow. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com to sign up. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.